It's 6:20, and this is KERA News. I'm Rachel Osier Lindley. A bond election won't be on the ballot in Dallas until at least November at the earliest. The Dallas City Council decided today to officially delay an election. A proposed $800 million package would pay for infrastructure, including flood control, bridges, and streets. Some council members had preferred a May election. Mayor Mike Rawlings says the council needs more time hammering out a package and that new city manager T.C. Broadnax needs time to settle into his job and study city issues. The Big 12 Conference announced today it's withholding millions of dollars in revenue from Baylor University. As KERA's Gus Contreras reports, that comes in the wake of a campus sexual assault scandal.
The Big 12 Conference says it'll withhold 25% of Baylor's share of conference revenue. That's about $6 million. It's not considered a fine. Instead, the money will be held pending an outside review. The review is looking at whether the Waco University and athletic department are in compliance with conference and Title IX regulations. The Big 12 expects each conference member to get about $30 million during the school year. Baylor has faced several complaints and lawsuits that it repeatedly or intentionally mishandled assault allegations, many of them involving football players. One court filing last month alleges more than 50 acts of rape by more than 30 football players over a four-year period. Over the weekend, Baylor fired a conditioning coach who was arrested on suspicion of soliciting a prostitute. Baylor said in a statement it fired the coach for conduct contradictory to the university's values. Gus Contreras, KERA News.
Baylor issued a statement today saying it's working to establish the university as a leading institution in preventing and addressing sexual assaults on college campuses. President Donald Trump tweeted today that his daughter Ivanka was being treated unfairly by Nordstrom after the retailer announced last week it'll no longer carry her fashion line. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked with senior editor of The Atlantic, David Frum, about how the president's criticism of Nordstrom and others represents a danger to our political system.
Somebody criticizes the president. If the president were to suggest to the FBI that they go harass that person, the FBI, they wouldn't do it. And even if you could somehow prevail on the FBI to do it, the courts wouldn't tolerate it. But what you can do, and what has happened, it happened to that unfortunate union leader in Indiana. It's happening as we speak to Nordstrom's, which has just been threatened in the interval by the president's press secretary. What you can do is you can, through social media, mobilize people who are not on the government payroll to harass and intimidate. And then the next thing you know, there's a gunman at your pizza store. That happened here in Washington. Or there are people who are leaving death threats for the local union leader. They're not the FBI. They're not employed by the government. But they intimidate the president's critics just as effectively as if they were, actually more so.
David Frum's article, How to Build an Autocracy, appears in the March issue of The Atlantic. This episode of Think re-airs tonight at 10, and you can listen to the podcast at think.kera.org. It's getting more expensive to rent an apartment in North Texas. Rents are rising quickly, outpacing many cities across the country. Steve Brown covers real estate for the Dallas Morning News, and he joined KERA's Justin Martin for a look at what's behind the price increase.
Steve Brown, thanks for joining me.
Sure, glad to do it.
Rents are going up, but how much are they rising, and how does that compare to, say, a couple of years ago?
This last year, they were up about 6%, and that's sort of like double the increase of what it is normally. So Dallas forever was a very cheap place to rent or own. And we still are compared to national averages, but it's nothing like it was pre-recession, and it's certainly nothing like it was, say, 20 years ago.
What's the average price for an apartment in DFW?
It's a bit over $1,000 a month, about $1,040. And over the last, say, 10 years, that's up like 25, 30%. So, yes, it's hard on apartment renters right now, but it's also real hard if you're trying to buy something. You really can't win either way on it.
Does apartment rents here match the national average?
We're still a little bit below. The U.S. big city average is about $1,200. But you got to remember, places like New York, San Francisco, L.A., where people are spending thousands and thousands of dollars a month on rent. But obviously, there are a lot of places where you can rent apartments cheaper than $1,000 a month.
What are some of the rental hotspots in North Texas?
Uptown, downtown. In uptown, a new apartment will cost you, on average, about $1,800 a month. And in these new big high-rise buildings, it's not uncommon $2,000, $3,000. I looked at one unit in a penthouse that the rent was going to be $8,000 a month.
Why are those areas seeing bigger jumps?
That's where people want to live. We're like number one or two in the country for job growth. We're creating more than 100,000 jobs a year here, and that's attracting a lot of young professional people. For instance, the people are moving here from Toyota, their headquarters coming here. They're coming from Southern California, and they're coming from New York City, and they're moving, a lot of them, into high-rise buildings or luxury buildings in Uptown, believe it or not, driving all the way to Plano. They think our prices are wonderful because they've been used to paying L.A. rents and New York rents.
What would you consider to be the top three reasons for the rent increases in North Texas?
The cost of construction. The cost of land has gone up huge in Uptown and downtown. The other issue is if you haven't gone and looked, even if you have no intention of renting one, go to one of these newest apartment projects. And you certainly the ones in Uptown are a good example. But even in places like out in West Plano and Legacy or something, go and look at one of the newest apartment developments. It will blow you away what they've got for features in there. You know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, no one would have even considered the kind of features they have in there. All the fancy workout rooms, the lounges, the party room, resort-style swimming pools that look like, you know, at the Ritz-Carlton. So one reason the rents are higher is that the places are getting nicer and nicer and nicer.
And now let's say somebody's moving to the DFW area. Yeah. They want to find a bargain in an apartment. Do you have any tips for them?
Gosh, good luck. You know, there are more than 200 people a day moving to Dallas-Fort Worth. Yeah, that's why you can't get anywhere in a car. The population here last year grew faster than anywhere else in the country. And that's what's causing this housing crunch, is that we've got so many people moving here that we cannot build houses fast enough. And, we're building 50,000 apartments, and we're building 30,000 houses a year. And that's just barely keeping up with the people that are moving here.
Steve Brown is a reporter with the Dallas Morning News. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And finally today, KERA wants to know what you want to know about the Texas legislature, how it works, why it works the way it does, and what you want lawmakers to do. It's a project that we're calling Texas Decides. We've teamed up with public radio stations across the state to collect and answer your questions about the legislature. For example, here's one we've received. Who holds the real legislative power in Texas? And what powers are assigned to Governor Greg Abbott versus Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick? We turned to Ben Philpott for the answer. He is senior editor with KUT, the public radio station in Austin.
The quickest way to kind of explain it is the governor cannot write a bill. The governor can sign bills, and he does have the power of the bully pulpit telling lawmakers what he thinks should and should not pass. But it is the lieutenant governor, especially in the Senate, who really has a lot of power in dictating what bills get out, where they go. Similar power in the Texas House with the Speaker of the House, although the Speaker of the House is not a statewide elected official. They're just a regular representative, in this case, Joe Strauss from Northern Bexar County. So he has similar powers, but as a statewide official, like the lieutenant governor, a little bit stronger there.
As Ben Philpott from KUT in Austin, you can send in your questions about the legislature to us at keranews.org. We'll answer more questions throughout the legislative session. It's 61 degrees right now in Dallas, 59 degrees in Fort Worth, and 57 degrees in Denton. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the high 30s. And then tomorrow, another sunny day with highs in the low 60s. It'll get a little bit warmer for Friday, highs in the low 70s and some cloudy skies. It is 6:30. I'm Rachel Osier-Lindley, and you're listening to KERA News.